What happens now is we play Knox four times. If we win all four against Knox, then we are sitting at seven losses. IC is sitting at eight losses. Grinnell or Cornell could be sitting at eight losses. They play each other five times. So if somebody sweeps all five of those, they're sitting at eight losses. And then we would potentially at some point go back to Jacksonville and make up a game from April that was rained out. We win that, we win the conference, and then we go play either Beloit or the University of Chicago. Beloit right now has a lead, but those teams play all weekend as well. If we lose once or twice against Knox, we're still probably going to have to go play IC because then we could get the win and catch them, and we would have the first tiebreaker if we beat them because we'd be 4-2 against them head-to-head. We know that's tiebreaker number one.